Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Our poll question is on the homepage there. We ask a different question every week. Want to know what you think and all the other things. You can read, listen, and ask questions. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com just for you. We update it every day. Have a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete's Vice President of Communications for National Taxpayers Union. That's NTU.org, an organization that I've been encouraging you to follow for a long time, and I continue to do that. Pete, we're talking about the national financial quagmire we're in. We've got runaway deficits. We've got unprecedented debt in terms of levels of debt, national debt, and in terms of measurement against other indicators like GDP. So we've got this mandate that the Congress was elected to take care of this stuff, to try to fix this. And they've come up with some negotiating entities to try to work this out. The vice president's heading it up for the administration. How are they doing, Pete?
Well, so far, no good. They haven't come to an agreement. That might be a good thing because, of course, we keep hearing that tax increases are on the table. Now, I ought to differentiate this because we were discussing this in the last segment. There's a difference between an increase in tax revenues because the economy is doing well and an attempt to boost tax revenues by raising rates and taking away credits and deductions and the like. Mm-hmm. That's the issue that separates the
There's
Republican
a difference in raising budget. Taxes and growing tax revenue. We need to,
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. And so, of course, we hear the news that Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, has walked away from the negotiations right now with Biden, saying that they will not budge on tax increases. And so we are at another impasse. I think that we need to accentuate some of the positive things here in that there's probably agreement among all parties on somewhere around $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion in spending decreases, but that's over the next 10 years. That's not right away. So that's some progress, but we really have a gap of more like $7 trillion worth of overspending.
Yeah. But that's not a mountain that we can tackle right now, is it? How can we eliminate? I mean, I guess we could. But, I just don't see that as being reasonable. So President Sepp, what would you do if you were in charge?
Well, I'd say, first of all, rather than simply stare at the mountain, as you say, we're going to start climbing it. And we're going to give ourselves the tools we need to start doing it. We need three robust tools. We need something that will cut into the mountain. Spending cuts immediately. We need something that will protect us as we go up the mountain. Spending caps, in other words, statutory limits that will bring us from the current 25% of GDP in spending down to something more like 18 or 19% where the traditional level of revenues has been.
And that becomes an official cap that can't be exceeded.
That's right. And last but not least, we need a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget unless a supermajority of Congress, something like two-thirds, votes for a specific amount of deficit. So year in and year out, they will start from the presumption that the budget should be balanced. If it can't be balanced, well, then two-thirds of them have to agree that it can't be balanced, and they've got to approve something specific in amount of a deficit.
A proposal that it has to be a four-fifths majority approve tax increases?
There's also a two-thirds supermajority for tax increases in one of the amendments. Another one's got three-quarters. So there are several approaches, and this is all called the cut, cap, and balance strategy. It's something that about
But that's a Republican strategy, right?
Well, it was originally developed by a conservative caucus within the House called Republican
right.
Study Committee. There's now
right.
40 individual groups like ours pushing this, saying that this is the three-part strategy, whether
right.
even though, you know, whether you are Republican or Democrat, these are the three concepts we ought to be working around.
Right. And tell us what they are again. Cut, cap, and what?
Cut, cap, and balance.
And I like that,
I would
folks,
point
and make those actual laws. I mean, put that in the books, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. Good job today. NTU.org, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Sepp, S-E-P-P. Thank you for being here, Pete. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
And we got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.